Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Daf Lamed of Masechta Shabbos. Our Gemara begins with clarifying the Mishnah at the end of Daf Chof Tes, which states that if one extinguishes a lamp for fear of robbers or to allow a sick person to sleep, he is exempt from Chatas liability. But if he did so in order to spear the lamp from cracking or to save oil, he is Chayiv, he is liable for a Chatas. Some of the key topics and concepts to be discussed include Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufo, a Melacha performed not for its defined constructive purpose. The classic example is where one digs a hole, not for the sake of plowing, but because he wants to use the dirt. Reb Shimon holds Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufo is Potter Aval Asa. He is exempt from a Chatas, but it's prohibited to do so Midrabbanan. Reb Yehuda holds that he is Chayiv to bring a Chatas, for it is a Melacha Deiraisa. The Gemara will clarify whether the Tan of our Mishnah reflects the view of Reb Shimon or that of Reb Yehuda. The Gemara then gets into Agadic teachings and brings various seemingly contradictory Psukim in Kehelis and Mishlei and resolves them. The Gemara will elaborate on some of the following. The merit of Tzaddikim is greater after their death. The incident when Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron and Luchos to be placed into the Beis HaMikdash. The well-known story of David HaMelech's Patira of leaving the world. The joy of Torah Mitzvahs versus the joy of mundane matters. And whether it's desirable to answer a scoffer's questions.